Hello and welcome to Thriving Mothers Talk Radio, where busy working women come to thrive. And now, here are your hosts, Susan Geyer and Mary McHenry. Hi, this is Mary.
And this is Sue, and we're together, so it must be time to thrive. How are you doing today, Mary?
I'm doing great, Sue. How about you?
Good. It's a little cold and rainy, sleety here in outside Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. How's it out there?
We are getting a little of that sunshine that starts coming back in the springtime, and it's turning into mud.
Oh, Colorado mud, but not Colorado gold, just Colorado mud.
Just the mud right now.
Oh, well, I can't believe when you talk about spring, you know, it's one of those things, time is flying by.
I know.
Are you hearing that from your clients? I'm hearing from my clients. They feel like time is just, you know, rushing by this year.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying it feels like it was just New Year's Eve, you know, like last week, and here we are, almost at the end of February.
I know. That's what I'm hearing. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is how to get a handle on your time and your energy so that you feel like you're more in control instead of feeling out of control and unsettled and unbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, I'm feeling that need for more structure in my life, and that's an unusual thing for me because I'm not a big one for structure, but I definitely have found that when I create more structure, that I feel in more control and then have, you know, funny to say, more freedom.
It's one of those paradoxes, one of those sort of like almost not logical things that the structure does bring freedom. It's true.
Yeah. And I know you had a really great experience kind of taking a look at your time and energy, and you were involved in a mastermind recently with some trusted advisors with you.
Yeah, and, you know, we can talk more about masterminds as we do more of these podcasts, which would be fun because I know it's one of our favorite things. But it's just a way to bring together minds onto, you know, onto an issue so that it can get a lot of perspective. That's the way I think of a mastermind, that it can get lots of different perspectives. And I did. I broke down everything that I do and everything that I want to do with my work this year, and it was really focused on my work schedule. And then I put that.
Mary, what caused you to, you know, to focus on your work schedule? What were you feeling that perhaps, you know, many of us can share with? What were you feeling
about
your work schedule?
Well, I'll tell you, I was feeling really unproductive. I was feeling like I was spinning my wheels. I was feeling like everything was half-finished. I was not really sure what was meaningful, really, frankly, you know. Even though I knew in some part of my brain that I have work that I love, I wasn't feeling it.
Right. All right. So it sounds like you're spinning some plates.
I was spinning plates.
And that's what I've heard from so many is, gosh, I need a tool. And you know, we've created the Personal Thriving Sphere for women to take a look at where they have their time and energy as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And from when we had talked, you then took that and looked at your business and did a Personal Thriving Sphere. And if people want to get the Personal Thriving Sphere in all the directions, and we're not going to go through the whole thing here, they can go to www.stopspinningplates.com, and they can get the Personal Thriving Report for Women, and the Personal Thriving Sphere is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll know a little bit more about the tool that we're talking about. But Mary, what you did was you said, I'm going to do essentially, you know, instead of an overall view of your whole life, just take your business, and it's a great tool to do for your business, and say, I'm going to look at all of the where my time and energy is going for my business. Is that right?
That's right, because I want a good return on my investment of time. I think time is our most precious resource, one of them, you know. And I really wanted a good return on my investment of my time.
So can you share a little bit, like, your process? Because I loved it when you and I talked, were sharing it, and you said, gosh, this is what I did. And so for me, I'm sitting down and going to do it for myself. So will you share exactly what you did?
Yeah, I looked at all the areas of the aspects of my business, you know, the tasks, and also what's important to me, what really I'm great at, because that's where the passion is, right? That's where really the passion is going to be. So I really laid everything out on lots and lots of flip chart paper. And then I took
Mary,
all that.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. Let's go. Go for
I
it.
I know, I'm so curious about this. So what were like two or three areas? So if people are at home going, gosh, what might I think about? What were like two or three areas of your business? I know there's the presenting.
Mm-hmm. Coaching and individual clients. Also teaching, workshops, teleclasses, you know, audio programs, things I love to put together, things that people can take with them in their hands or their pockets, or, you know, that's something tangible that people can walk away from a class or a workshop or an audio program with.
Right, and we're doing a lot of workshops and product development together,
mm-hmm.
you and I.
Yep, so yeah.
That is a big part and a lot of time and energy spent around that area.
Yeah.
And so when you kind of looked at it, did you find any areas that you were spending either too little time in or too great of a time that you might want to have shifted around, something around?
Yeah, I was spending too much time thinking about it and not enough time producing.
Ah.
Yep.
And yes. And when you're not sure where your energy, or your especially your time, is going, that's often what we find is happening. We're sitting around thinking about what we want to do, and there's something that's stopping us, you know, mm-hmm. from doing it. And so when you look it in the face,
mm-hmm.
it kind of goes, hello, if you just stop thinking about it, look how much more that feeling, going back to that what you said about feeling unproductive, I think many of us share that.
Yeah.
And so here's a great way of becoming more productive is saying, look, here's the areas. Did you also kind of look at how that then flowed over your daily schedule?
Yeah, I did. I actually started off with the personal thriving sphere. I guess another way to look at that, for those people who maybe haven't seen that yet, is a pie chart. You know, a how things break down on a pie chart, sort of a graph. And based on what would be, again, a good return on my investment of my time, I see that at least 25% of the 30 hours a week that I can really be in my office, I would say 25% of that I need to be producing a product, producing, recording, creating, writing, right, planning, and making products.
So when you looked at your daily schedule, were you able to find that time? To
yeah.
kind of map over and say, creating and put it into your schedule.
Yeah, I did. That's, you know, what is that? 25% of 30 is at least 8 hours a week, let's say, to round it up. Mm-hmm. At least 8 hours of my time, so I can actually put that into a schedule. And I look at, well, what's my most productive time of the day for that activity? And that's morning for me. So I can see, you know, how I could do 2 hours, 4 days a week in the morning of writing, producing, creating products.
And so is answering email, writing, or producing or effective
no,
for you?
It is not at all.
I know that's a big one that people
yeah.
get caught in a trap of, I'll just answer emails all the time. And so for you, if you know that, gosh, I want to create, you may not even do it in your office. Perhaps you find a different place that you feel more creative mm-hmm. where you're nowhere near your email.
Well, I'm taking 15% of that pie chart for what I'm calling home economics, which includes checking my email.
Ah, there you go.
Tracking my receipts, you know, right. doing any kind of bill paying. I have 15% of my 30 hours as home economics, and that's when I'm going to do my email.
There you go.
Let's take a quick break.
one of the things that we've always talked to people about is not being static with this. And not, you know, when everybody tries to balance everything, I'm going to schedule myself, and it seems very static. And not knowing that you can change. One of the great things that we've talked about using the personal thriving sphere, and when we run workshops and masterminds with women and have them do, is it's dynamic. When you do one, it's for that moment in time, knowing that you may know that in 3 weeks from now you're doing a workshop all day, you know, on a Wednesday. And so the great thing is that you can then shift your hours around to support that. So maybe that week workshops are 25% and writing is 15 or 20%.
Yep.
So you can shift around the time, that it doesn't always have to be the same thing every week.
Yeah, it's a good point, because what you said at the beginning about structure and not always, you know, not always being a structure person, I think the important thing is how we relate to the structure we create. So, you know, for me, I laughed immediately as soon as I got this all on paper. I thought, well, that's, you know, which there may be a few weeks in there that are going to look ideally like this, where I spend 8 hours doing this and 4 hours doing this and an hour and a half doing this, right? You know, but really, it moves all the time. I still love the structure because it came from this process that really, I feel like I've woken up again inside of my business.
Well, and I would say that there is still a structure, and the structure can change. It's that it's that still that fact of you being in control. So what you may want to, you know, our listeners may want to do, and what I think I'm going to do for myself is at the beginning of each month, say, here are all the pieces of my business for this month.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my work weeks, because my weeks shift because I see more clients differently each week. And I have a last week of the month where I don't schedule any clients because those are flow over clients or their writing time or their home economic time or whatever. So I know that almost on a monthly basis, maybe this is how I want to structure out my time.
Mm-hmm.
That's
great. And
then break it back down to a weekly time, I think.
Yeah.
I also know something really important came out of this for you was recapturing some time for yourself. You want to share that with everyone?
I am claiming the throne as the queen of thriving. One of the queens. We have several queens. We can all be queens. I'm going to be a thriving queen. And in that, I mean, it was really tempting, especially in these, you know, in these times, there's so many, and it's easy to pick up that energy. So many people are really having a hard time getting laid off and the economy and all that. You think, oh, I have to work 60 hours a week, to make this happen. And that's not true. We can work really hard. It doesn't mean we have to work all the time. And an important part for me is that I set a boundary for myself years ago that has worked really well for myself and my family. And that is that I don't work between 3:30 and 8:30 in the evening. That's my family time. And I have honored that in this schedule.
That is really, really important, because there are many of us who work, you know, from home, or even that work outside the home, who are always trying to plug in things around our families, and sometimes we shortchange that family time.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like we have to.
Yeah.
And I would invite everybody to start there even first. What is the time I want for my family? What is the time I want for myself?
Yeah.
And block those times out first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, work backwards.
Yep.
And I have a similar thing is, you know, mine is when my kids get off the bus, which is at around 4, I afford a kind of a 9 o'clock is a good not working time for me for most of the days, so that I can really spend that time with them, have family meals together, help with the homework, help the bedroom, bedtime routine, all of those things that are so important, and really keeping that time blocked off, and so not being in my office. And, you know, as we know, people are in all different time zones, and so that doesn't always honor somebody else's time. And at the same time, I need to be okay with that, that I'm in my office on Eastern time zone till 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there'll be another day.
Yeah. And, I also know that, you know, like you said, things move around. There's maybe a workshop on a weekend or, you know, a workshop that happens or something, you know, like that in the middle of the week. And then I just make sure that I arrange that with my family. I think clear boundaries, like we said at the beginning, they do provide a lot of freedom. If we can, I don't know, hold them in a way that's really a thriving boundary for us.
Right. Yeah.
And I think your point is really it, that it starts with that. What do I need for there to be that connection with my family or whatever is important to someone?
Right.
Start there and then let your business schedule come around that.
Exactly. So here's what I'm hearing as our kind of our points for today is going back to putting yourself in the center of your life, your business, being in control, and being able to look what you're doing right now straight in the face and say, well, maybe I'm spending too much time watching TV or too much time checking email or too much time in certain energy. Maybe I'm spending too much thinking time and not doing time. Whatever it is, being able to say, I'm ready to take control of where my time and energy are going, so that I love what you said, the return on investment, that if I'm giving time up because I won't ever get it back, then I want to be able to have something to show for that. And if it's doing things in your business, if it's doing things in your life, whatever it is for you that's important. And again, you can look at different your life as a whole. You know, how's my fitness doing? How's my spirituality? Am I spending time in my community? If you have a business, in my business or my career. And you can then also pull any area of that out and look at how happy you are with the time and energy you're spending in that. So your business, for you, 30 hours of your life, will take a big piece of your overall personal thriving sphere for your life. And within that 30 hours, there's a sphere, a pie chart to be had as to where you're best spending your time and energy. So I invite everyone to really step up to the plate. Take an honest and comfortable look at what you're doing, and you'd be amazed. I think you were amazed at how much time you were able to recapture.
Yeah, I was surprised by a few things by doing this process, and I'm happy to be surprised because it's like I said, it's woken me up.
Yeah, you're much more. You were always passionate about message and your purpose and needing to support women, create extremely thriving business and lives. And now I think you have the plan to make that happen.
Yeah. Fun.
So, anything else for today, Mary?
Well, I just really appreciate our conversation, Sue. It's always great to connect and to explore and inquire into all of this together and to spread the word.
And I love when we do get emails from you, or you can connect in on our testimonial line, which we post. And we just love hearing how what we're saying impacts you as well, those that are out there listening.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sue.
Have a great week.
You too. Be kind to yourself, be kind to those around you, and keep thriving.
Hi, this is Mary. I'm back with a quick PS for this week's podcast. Sue and I were talking a little bit after we finished recording, and I was telling her about some of the things that have been unfolding and happening in my business since I've put this tool to work. And she said, get back on there and make sure everybody knows. So I've had some real shifts in the results that I'm getting. For instance, in the past week since I've done this process, I have 3 new clients, all of whom came to me. It was easy, it was effortless, and the connection is really exciting. And I've had several lunch meetings or connections with friends that I hadn't seen in a while that I thought were just going to be casual luncheons that have turned into really serendipitous moments of connection, collaboration, ideas. It's very exciting. My business is back on fire and things are happening differently. And I think it's really because I've gotten realigned with what I love in my business. So take some time to apply this personal thriving sphere to an area of your life that's ready to shift, and then just go for it.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Thriving Mothers Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at thrive@thriveforsuccess.com. That's thrive@thrive4success.com. Call us anytime on our listener comment line, 214-615-6505, mailbox number 1877 pound. That's 214-615-6505, mailbox 1877 pound. And find our book on Amazon.com. Just type in Stop Spinning Plates. Thanks again for listening, and keep thriving.